Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The glory of the Lord shone around them, Luke says of the shepherds. The glory of God is a frightening, mighty thing. It's no wonder the shepherds were terrified. Knowing themselves and knowing God in His glory, they thought their time was up. They thought that they were about to meet their Maker. And they were right. They were about to meet their Maker, just not in a way that they knew. What they knew was God in His naked majesty is deadly. He is sovereign, meaning not one thing happens that is not His will. Not one thing escapes His gaze. Not a falling bird, nor a hair from a head is lost to Him. His will is absolute. His power almighty, yet evil, both within and without, abounds. And so the why questions multiply with each passing day. Why does nature destroy God? Why do madmen rage God? Why? Why? Why, God? And the answer? Stone cold silence. Crickets. That's the explanation God gives for why He does what He does. Does this offend you? Well, get in line behind Cain, whose brother Abel was favored by God instead of him. Esau, who was hated by God. Pharaoh, whose heart was hardened by God. Job, who was the object of a bet made by God. Judas, who was predestined to betray Christ by God, and all the rest who were used and abused, hated and condemned by their Creator. God in the almighty glory of His naked majesty, God just being God and not speaking, is indeed terrifying. But when God opens His mouth, things begin to change. When God sends preachers to speak, the glorious naked majesty gives way to good news. And what is it these messengers of God speak? Do not be afraid, the angels, the messengers of God said. See, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, was their sermon. God has come out of hiding in His glorious, terrifying majesty. That's what they were saying. And what, pray tell, does that look like? What does God preached look like? This, God Almighty, wrapped in burlap, nursing the breast of an unwed teenager, smelling of a stable because there was no room for him, suffering the cruel edict of a politician, that is what the shepherds saw as they met their Maker. And so it is for you. One doesn't live long in this world without the fear and offense of God in His glorious sitting up there somewhere playing hard to get. I'm quite certain your why questions, both about yourself and everybody else on this planet, well, they abound. Truly, we walk in a world of deep darkness, just as Isaiah said. Sin, death, the devil, they stalk us at every turn. And who isn't terrified of it all? Who isn't terrified by the deafening divine silence? Well, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. God Almighty, wrapped in burlap, nursing at the breast of an unwed teenager, smelling of a stable, suffering the cruel edict of a politician, was born for you too. Indeed, your Creator has come out of hiding, holding nothing back for you. From the womb to the tomb He trekked for you. And now He sits at the right hand of the Father, the place of authority, meaning He has the last word about you. That is why, by His authority, I say to you that your sin is forgiven unconditionally by the Father in your life. Well, that's eternal. And all of this for the sake of Jesus Christ, who is for you. Amen. Merry Christmas.